Essay, My First Fast, by Kip A. Cates. When I was a college student, I got interested in nutrition and fasting. It was the 1970s, and people were worried about the negative effects of processed food. Some experts claimed that fasting was good for your health because it cleaned the body of chemicals. Others noted the role that fasting played in world religions, such as Christianity and Islam. To understand fasting, I knew I couldn't just read about it. I'd have to try it for myself. But first, I had some decisions to make. What kind of fast should I do? Easy or extreme? How long should I fast? 1 day? 2 days? A week? I finally decided to fast for 4 days. I would take no food and drink nothing but water. When I announced my plan to my friends, they were supportive but skeptical. Most thought that I'd give up after a day. They knew how much I liked to eat. My first day of fasting was hard. At each meal, I just sat and sipped a glass of water. It was difficult to concentrate during the day because I was so hungry. By dinner time, I was starving. It was torture to watch as my friends devoured a full course meal. The second day, my stomach growled at breakfast, at lunchtime, and at dinner time. That's interesting, I thought. My stomach expects to eat at 7:30 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. When it doesn't get any food, it starts complaining. The third day was easier than the first 2 days. My stomach realized it wasn't going to get any food and no longer growled at mealtimes. Even though I wasn't eating, I was able to study and work normally. The fourth day was a bit surreal. I felt light, clear-headed, and focused. I watched my friends gobble down mounds of food, yet I felt no hunger and had no interest in eating. Strange. I ended my experiment at dinner on my fourth day. My friends gathered round to witness the big event. To break my fast, I'd chosen a bowl of soup. I lifted the spoon to my lips. It was a dramatic moment, my first food in 4 days. That first spoonful exploded in my mouth. It was so delicious. I savored the taste for a full 2 minutes. It was the same soup I'd been eating all year, yet I'd never stopped to really taste it before. I vowed then and there to value all food in the future and to appreciate every bite I took. I've fasted several times since then, but I still remember that first spoonful of soup. Sometimes it's good to go without food so you can appreciate it more afterward.